Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 7. Apostle Paul beautifully writes, he says, each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Hallelujah. I'll emphasize, God loves a cheerful giver. My dear brothers and sisters, in the season of Thanksgiving, we not only thank God, but we also practice giving unto God and unto His objectives and His purposes that He has called in for, right? The giving that God rewards is purposeful giving when it's done with a cheerful attitude. And here are three ways to do that, okay? Number one, put people before yourself. Every one of the things of this world, including fame and fortune, is temporary. Individuals are what matter. Your job, pastimes, and other interests will die with you. People live on, right? The true measure of success is not in the number of individuals who help you, but in the number of individuals you help. And it's beautiful scripture in Galatians 5:13 where it talks about taking and meeting the needs of other people. Number two, don't let the things around you own you. Right? The stuff that you have, don't allow that to own you. No one should ever become a slave to their own things, to their stuff. No one should make their life's work about obtaining more just to have more. If you want to be in control of your heart, don't let belongings take control of you. The question is, do you own your possessions? Or do your possessions own you? Givers use what they own as a resource to make this world a better place to live. And they do this regardless of how much or how little they have. Amen. Number three, define success as sowing, not reaping. I like what Robert Stevenson said. He said, I consider the success of my day based on the seeds I sow, not the harvest I reap. That should be the way we judge not only our days, but our entire lives. And that's what 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verses 6 to 10 talks about in context. Right? It'll be great for you to read it. And you'll be blessed. So if you live life with the intention of enriching the lives of others, your life will be full and never empty. Amen. Hallelujah. So this season, not only thank God, but become a great giver in the kingdom of God. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you because you are a good God, a great God, a mighty God, an awesome God. You are the Holy One of Israel, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You are the great I Am. You never fail. You never change. You are a great giver, O God. You loved us so dearly that you gave your one and only begotten Son to die for us on the cross of Calvary, that by his death we have life and life eternal. By the shedding of his blood, we are forgiven and our names are written in the book of life. We are grateful to you, Lord. Abba Father, we thank you for your heart of giving. Lord, you give us life. You give us the gift of salvation. You give us health and strength and wealth. And Lord, you bless us with prosperity. You bless us with your covenantal promises. Lord, your word is truth. Your word is yes and amen. Your promises are yes and amen in our lives. And we want to say thank you. Today, Lord, teach us how to give. Make us great givers in your kingdom. expanding your kingdom, propagating your gospel for the glory of your name. Thank you, Lord. Father God, today as your flock steps out into their jobs, into the businesses, running the errands for the day, bless them, be with them, uphold them with your righteous hand, keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them because they are yours. I also pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. Lord, I rebuke every manner of sickness. Get out and enter into that body again no more. For your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We give you the praise and the glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Dear people of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.